It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A European Union court ruling this week says Google may need to allow some people control over information posted about them online. The ruling was in favor of a man in Spain who cleared up debts that continued to haunt him over a decade later when anyone put his name into a search engine. The ruling could have different implications, though, in different countries, and that could be a hairy issue for Google, as Noah King reports.
The U.S. and the EU disagree on so much, from regulating genetically modified foods to violence in the movies.
In the European Union, they're very heavy on the violence being what they consider offensive. And in the U.S., you can shoot anything.
Cameron Camp is a security researcher with ESET, a software security company. He says the ruling on Google shows they don't agree on big data either.
The European Union especially has taken a very strong stance and a strong leaning towards privacy.
A lot of this comes down to tradition. Ken Bamberger, a professor of law at UC Berkeley, says in Europe, privacy has supremacy. In the U.S., what's stronger
is a commitment to free speech, free communication, free content, which very often has deleterious effects for individuals' privacy.
Bamberger says one possible solution is for companies to create a global code of conduct that attempts to comply with everyone's laws. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Motorola announced this week it will release a new and cheap smartphone, the $150 Moto E. Motorola Mobility, recently taken over by Chinese device maker Lenovo, has struggled to get a strong foothold in the American market, which may be why the Moto E is getting its official launch in an emerging market, India. But the Moto E and other inexpensive smartphones made by Motorola might also have an impact here in the States, according to our friend and New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood.
What I like about phones like the Moto E and what Motorola Mobility is doing is that they're saying, how about if we make a phone that actually costs what it costs? And so where I hope that that influences the U.S. market is that I hope it starts convincing buyers here to sort of break the tyranny of the subsidized phone.
Wood says some carriers are starting to experiment with letting users bring their own devices to a mobile plan, and a phone as cheap as the Moto E could help pave the way for more unlocked opportunities. Tomorrow, the Federal Communications Commission will vote on new open internet rules. We've been talking about these new rules for a few weeks now, how they seem to leave open a door for fast lane deals, where companies like Netflix could pay internet service providers for their content to get to your living room faster and better than other companies. This, of course, undermines the idea of net neutrality, which says that all content should be delivered with equal speed. And while it all might not be as compelling as House of Cards or Game of Thrones, some people are very worried about how this particular season of power struggles might play out. Count among them Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, who's called the new proposed rules, quote, the opposite of net neutrality. Senator Franken, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for discussing this topic. It's very important.
Talk to me a little bit about where you come to this from. You're a person who's, you know, known not just for being in the Senate, but also someone who's a former performer, a writer for television.
Well, I guess you put it that way. I was a content provider, I guess, as you would categorize me.
Sure.
in all of this. And net neutrality is about treating all content that comes over the internet equally. And what I'm worried now is that Tom Wheeler, the chair of the FCC, has indicated in some proposed rule that we might have now fast lane and a slow lane.
Now, let me ask you, though. I mean, I know that Chairman Wheeler has started to shift a little bit.
He's backing off that a little bit.
Yeah,
we don't know exactly how.
His sort of argument is, okay, look, we're going to make sure that while the fast lane deals may exist, that doesn't actually hurt newer companies that can't pay. Do you think that's possible?
I don't think so. I think this whole net neutrality, this whole terminology.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that that's just the way the internet has always been.
Do you think it's a fair solution to have the FCC reclassify internet service providers as common carriers, like we might think about a telephone company,
yes.
Telephone line?
Yes, I think it should be reclassified as telecommunications. You know, to me, there's no reason for them not to. They can. And it is. That's what it is. And other countries have basically said that's what it is. And it is. And why not classify it as that?
Assuming that this goes the way that you don't want it to, what might you do in the Senate to keep pushing your hopes here?
Well, you know, we can take up legislation to try to, you know, I mean, that's what it would take.
Would you do that?
I probably would work on it with my colleagues who are take the same position I do.
Is this a party issue?
Boy, it shouldn't be. You know, you want someone's individual blog to travel as fast as the New York Times. And so it's a First Amendment issue, and I think that should be nonpartisan.
Senator Al Franken of Minnesota is also currently the chairman of a Senate committee on privacy, technology, and the law. Senator Franken, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
We'll bring you another side to this debate tomorrow. That's it for us today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as we keep tabs on the net neutrality debate. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.